Glory to God. We welcome you to podcast 30 of Setting the Standard of God's Excellence in Our Lives. A very happy, blessed Labor Day to all. My name is Pastor Helen Price. As we begin today's podcast, as always, we pray that God Himself this day will meet you and your loved ones at the point of your need, whatever that need might be. As a point of contact and agreement, please lay your hands upon yourself as I pray just for you and your loved ones. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak to and bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist all injury, weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, discomfort, bondage, and every adverse habit from off of you and your loved ones. And I command it to leave you and yours now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray and declare over you and your loved ones, let there be healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, deliverance, recreated miracles, and total recovery to every cell, organ, and system from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Let you be blessed to be a blessing unto others. And if you're in agreement with this prayer, please say, Lord, in Jesus' name, I receive this. Today we're looking at the three scriptural ways to receive the precious Holy Spirit. The first is by asking. The second is by the laying on of hands. And the third is by the sovereign outpouring of the precious Holy Spirit. We will look at the first two today. The first scriptural way to receive the precious Holy Spirit is by asking. Luke 11, verse 9 through 13 says, So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. If a son asks bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a snake? Or if he asks for an egg, will he give him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Truly, our faith must rest in God's word to us, that if we ask for his precious Holy Spirit, our kind heavenly Father has promised he would give him to us. The second scriptural way to receive the precious Holy Spirit is by the laying on of hands. Acts 8, verse 14 through 17 says, Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Notice here that there were ones in Samaria who had received Jesus Christ and were even baptized in his name, but the precious Holy Spirit had not fallen upon any of them. Then in verse 17 it says that the disciples laid their hands on them and they received the precious Holy Spirit. Another instance is shown in Acts 19, 1 through 6, which says, And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, Unto what then were you baptized? And they said, Unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him, which should come after him, that he is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Let us remember that the first two scriptural ways to receive the precious Holy Spirit is by asking and by the laying on of hands. As we end this broadcast today, may you continue to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, and may his standard of excellence be set in every area of your life. Remember that the Word of God says in Romans 10, verse 13, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This day, if you're not sure of your salvation, please say with me, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and life. I do believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that God raised you from the dead. I repent of all my sins. I give my heart and life to you. Lord, I ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to baptize and fill me to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power, love, might, ability, and strength. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me according to Acts 20 and verse 32, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are set apart in Jesus Christ. God bless each and every one of you today.